This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The United States and other NATO members have sent billions of dollars worth of weapons and equipment to Ukraine to help in its fight against Russia's invasion. But that's presenting a dilemma for European countries facing weapons shortages as they weigh the risk that Russia could target them next. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
After 8 months of intense fighting, the Allies expect the war will continue, maybe years, with both sides rapidly using up weapons supplies. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has urged NATO members to dig deep and provide Ukraine more.
We're standing up for Ukraine's right to defend itself.
Estonian Defense Minister Hannu Pevkur.
We will stand united.
But Pevkur notes the strain on countries' own defense stockpiles comes up all the time, especially among smaller NATO countries. Estonia shares a 183-mile border with Russia, and he says the question is, how much risk are you ready to take? Still, with U.S. support, he says,
Estonia will acquire HIMARS systems that will substantially reinforce the Estonian defense forces.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Parts of Kyiv suffered power cuts into the early evening on Saturday in one central area of the capital. Shops were closed and traffic lights were off. Reuters witnesses in the southern city of Mykolaiv reported a power cut over several hours, disrupting mobile phone signals. In the southeastern Ukrainian city of Nikopol, which is regularly shelled from Russian positions across the Dnipro River, local authorities warned that air raid sirens would be switched off as a result of power cuts. Instead of sirens, authorities said emergency vehicles driving around the city would warn of incoming aerial threats. This is VOA News. In Hong Kong, four members of the defunct pro-democracy student activist group Student Politicism were sentenced to up to 3 years in jail or detention on Saturday under the island's national security law put in place by Beijing. The activists had pleaded guilty in court in July for a joint count of conspiracy to incite subversion in acts between October 2020 and June 2021. Student Politicism was founded in May of 2020 and advocated for pressing Hong Kong's struggle against Chinese authorities. But after Beijing imposed the national security law in Hong Kong, activists and civil society groups rapidly began to close, either out of fear of repercussions or because members had already been charged. A Mississippi community unveiled a larger-than-life statue of Emmett Till on Friday, not far from where white men kidnapped and killed the black teenager in 1955. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Hundreds cheering and clapping, some wiping away tears, seeing the 9-foot-tall bronze statue of Emmett Till in Greenwood. Diane West grew up hearing cautionary tales about his murder.
We just have to be there just because justice is being served.
State Senator David Jordan, who was instrumental in getting the statue, says he remembers attending the murder trial in 1955 and vowing to make a difference.
It made a mockery of justice, and I swore then that if I ever get a chance, I would do my best to make life better for African Americans.
The Emmett Till statue is a short drive from a Confederate monument outside the county courthouse. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. authorities say a surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua in September brought the number of illegal crossings to the highest level ever recorded in a fiscal year. Customs and Border Protection said late Friday that migrants were stopped more than 227,000 times in September at the U.S. border with Mexico, the third highest month of Joe Biden's presidency. The annual total surpassed 2 million for the first time in August. The year-end numbers reflect deteriorating economic and political conditions in some countries, the relative strength of the U.S. economy, and uneven enforcement of Trump-era asylum restrictions. And Giorgia Meloni has been sworn in to office as Italy's prime minister, the first woman to hold that office. Hers is the first far-right government in the country since the end of World War II. Meloni took the oath of office on Saturday before the Italian president at the presidential palace. Her 24 ministers also took oaths of office. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.